The slick that keeps on growing.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis in for Bill Radke, who's back on Monday. Congress today is looking at exactly how much oil is spilling into the Gulf of Mexico. Meanwhile, the CEO of British oil giant BP, Tony Hayward, says the leak is, in his words, relatively tiny. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
In an interview with the Guardian newspaper, Hayward is quoted playing down the spill. He says, "The Gulf of Mexico is a very big ocean. The amount of oil we're putting into it is relatively tiny." His comments run counter with the latest geological estimates. Some experts say there could be 50,000 barrels of oil a day spewing into the sea from BP's crippled rig. This is on course to become the biggest oil spill in U.S. history. Nick McGregor is with brokers Redmayne Bentley. He says Hayward's comments will further damage BP.
This is now getting to the stage where it's reflecting on BP's future. It's no longer an issue of how well they deal with this. It's an issue of how they're perceived by one of their largest markets, after all, in the USA.
The financial cost is soaring. BP has so far spent $450 million fighting the spill. Some analysts say the company's total bill, including damages, could hit more than $20 billion. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The price of oil is down this morning, below 74 bucks a barrel. Stocks down as well. Big budget cuts in Europe are keeping shares lower, 1 to 3% right now. Asian shares also fell today. Political unrest continues in Thailand. Protesters are angry over a deposed prime minister, among a whole host of other things. The business district in Bangkok is a virtual war zone, and that's affecting life and business in the capital. Vaudeen England is a correspondent with the BBC. She joins us now from their Bangkok studio. Hi, Vaudeen.
Hello.
Describe the situation going on right now.
In the very center of Bangkok, we have a protest camp that the red shirt, the anti-government protesters, have been holding as their own territory for almost 9 weeks now. And unfortunately, within this zone are also many businesses, many shopping malls, many foreign embassies, and of course, many condominiums where people are living. So it's a very difficult situation for people living inside the zone, and it's proving not to be very helpful for the economy.
Are banks and stores and other businesses, are they open there right now?
In this center of town, no, they're not.
And for people who are there, Vaudeen, staying in hotels, tourists who are there, are they encouraged to leave?
They have certainly been encouraged to leave, and in fact have had to leave, because many of the major five-star hotels here have closed. Certainly tourism numbers have dropped a lot. Thai Airways is screaming in pain at the number of cancellations coming in. Friends who have come in on flights recently have said they've been coming in on virtually empty aeroplanes.
And what's this doing to the perception about Thailand and people who do business with Thailand?
The people who are still based here are a particular sort. They are aware of the possible risks to doing business here, but are either fully committed because they still find profitable reason to be here, or because they're otherwise personally committed to the country.
Vaudeen England is one of the correspondents with the BBC, and she's joined us from Bangkok. Vaudeen, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to hold meetings online to collaborate in real time. More at gotomeeting.com/market. By LendingTree.com, tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. And by Constant Contact, working to help small businesses understand what social media can do for them. Learn more at constantcontact.com/social media.
In just two decades, the number of Americans 65 and older is expected to just about double. The same true for folks over in Europe. But as we age, we also want to keep fit. Christopher Worth takes a look at how some seniors are staying in shape over in London.
When I catch up with Maddie Elsden, she's just wrapping up her daily workout.
This is tighten up the waist, get rid of all the flab.
Every morning, she takes a long walk in London's Hyde Park and then heads to a new playground built specifically for senior citizens. It's right next to the regular playground for kids. But instead of monkey bars, it has things like an elliptical machine and a stationary bike designed for people 65 and over.
Parks always have children's playgrounds, but there are very few facilities for older people.
So Elsdon convinced her local council government to invest about $70,000 on the new senior playground, which had begun popping up in many parts of Europe and even as far away as China. Bob LaVenture is with the British Heart Foundation. He says this is part of a growing trend of aging baby boomers who are hitting the gym after retirement.
There is clearly a growing market for older people who want to look after themselves. And the fitness industry, certainly they're beginning to tap in big time into, you know, what they call the mature mover market.
In the U.S., that mature mover market makes up nearly 30% of those who head to the gym on a regular basis. But Elsdon says the fitness industry does face one hurdle.
Older people find gyms really intimidating. It's all this firm flesh and everybody's too young and the equipment, you have to adjust everything and set all different settings. This is very simple. Just come in, use the equipment and carry on.
And she says playgrounds for seniors help retirees on fixed incomes who can't afford gym memberships. But be warned, Elsdon says no kids allowed here. As we talk, a six-year-old wanders in and climbs onto one of the machines.
I'm going to throw him off. Excuse me, young man, can you read? What does that mean?
Maybe, but she says older people won't use the equipment if they see children playing on it. And she hopes senior playgrounds like this become as common as jungle gyms are for the little ones. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, no word on whether there'll be another season of NBC's Law & Order. Yeah, that one. The show's been on the air 20 years, but ratings are down for Law & Order. NBC puts out its fall season Sunday. Some weather, a wonder whether Law & Order will continue to prosecute those offenders. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.